So when I was a kid, there was this TV show called Gomer Pyle, USMC. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you are like, what? You know, but, and it was this character, this kind of like beloved person from another TV show, Andy Griffith's show. This character, Gomer Pyle, became a Marine and, you know, hijinks ensued. And so here's this kind of really earnest, not so smart, but very sincere Marine and just fascinating, fascinating show. Great for like when you're a little kid. And so I remember that there was a way in which he would express gratitude, Gomer, this character, and he would say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it was just this kind of like parody of but honest sincerity of, yes, thank you, with the fullness of my being. You had to see it to kind of believe it. And you know what? In some ways, that's exactly what we're about to do right now. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you are doing great and things are going well. Now, this Sunday, we're going to finish up our stewardship series, and we're going to celebrate the way that God's generosity calls us to respond, certainly through our thanksgiving, through our giving, and throughout our, you know, hopeful prayers throughout our life. So recently, we sent invitations to folks online, electronically, and by mail to help us plan our mission and ministries by estimating financial giving for the coming year. And, you know, there's nothing that says that we absolutely have to do this. There's nothing, you know, kind of like, you know, in the Bible that says you got to do it. But boy, is it helpful, because we have to be able to think about how we're going to move into the future together. And, you know, invite you and everyone to kind of like help us grow and for us all to grow in our faithfulness, our discipleship, and also what we're able to do. So I know it's not an easy task, but it's an important one, certainly for the church. So as part of worship, what we're going to do is we're going to take a special moment of bringing those estimates, along with your prayers of hope and gratitude, the regular offerings for the church, all that kind of stuff. Just kind of, you know, bundle it all up, bring it with you. And in a special moment during worship service, we'll invite you to kind of bring those things forward to the altar, where we give gifts to God and ask God's blessing. So it'll be kind of a moment of dedication, of consecration there in as part of that. And I think it will be a real blessing. So pray about this. Talk to the people that you know, your family, the people that are kind of in your life, and join us certainly on Sunday. Now, look, if you're not able to make your giving estimate just quite yet, or you forget or whatever, you know, please come anyway. We'll have plenty of ways for everyone to respond on Sunday. So you don't have to feel left out, but you can also participate and, you know, you can come and make your gift a better time. So now you can learn more about our campaign and find all kinds of resources, including the estimate of giving resource at our website, sterlingumc.org/can. The series has been called What We Can Do. So sterlingumc.org/can, and that would be great. Now, our scripture for this Sunday comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, and it's a moment of thank you, thank you, thank you. So let me invite you now to hear this passage. It's from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to read to you from the Common English Bible, not the Gomer Pyle Bible, but here we go. and by the way, it's a letter, so it starts like a letter in a traditional kind of way. From Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all those in Philippi who are God's people in Christ Jesus, along with your supervisors and servants, may the grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. I thank my God every time I mention you in my prayers. I'm thankful for all. I'm thankful for all of you every time I pray. And it's always a prayer full of joy. I'm glad because of the way you have been my partners in the ministry of the gospel from the time you first believed it until now. And I'm sure about this. The one who has started a good work in you will stay with you to complete the job by the day of Christ Jesus. I have good reason to think this way about you, about all of you, because I keep you in my heart. You are all my partners in God's grace, both during my time in prison and in the defense and support of the gospel. God is my witness that I feel affection for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. This is my prayer, that your love might become even more and more rich with the knowledge and all kinds of insight. I pray this so that you will be able to decide what really matters, and so you will be sincere and blameless on the day of Christ. I pray that you will then be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes from Jesus Christ, in order to give glory and praise to God. Wow. Wow. So this is deep gratitude and also a prayer of hopefulness about discernment and about next steps. And that's kind of where we are now. So I hope you can join us on Sunday. It'll be a great way to kick off your Thanksgiving week, right? It's Thanksgiving week we're coming up on, and it'll be great. Now, if you're looking for something to spice up, a little something extra for your table, I don't have anything for you, but boy, I've got something really good, though. It's not terribly spicy, but it's awesome. And it was a wonderful kind of experiment my mom did. Very early on, I can't remember exactly how old I was when she made this, but she was like, hey, I'm going to try this thing out. And it's a broccoli vegetable casserole. And so I'm going to share that recipe with you just in case you might need something extra for the table. And, you know, the thing I need to tell you, well, I'll tell you the story as we get to the end here. So what it says you need is one package of chopped broccoli, you know, frozen broccoli, totally, totally acceptable, and three large pieces of celery, a small onion, one can of cream of mushroom soup. That is the standard, you know, kind of binder for lots of things. You need a cup of uncooked long grain rice. You can use minute rice, you know, whatever. A cup of water and a jar of Cheese Whiz. Now, that is getting harder to find for sure. You need a half stick of margarine and some herbed seasoned stuffing, you know, kind of that stuff you buy at the store. And then what you want to do is you want to cut the celery and onion up, but don't cut it up too fine. You want it kind of, you know, bigger. Add enough water to cover and cook until tender. And then you drain and add the mushroom soup, the cup of hot water, and Cheese Whiz and rice. You mix all that together, and then you add the broccoli, mix that again, and put in a casserole dish. Mom didn't write down what size dish, you know, it's just like you put it in the casserole. And then you slice the half stick butter over the top, and you bake it at 325 degrees Fahrenheit until it bubbles in the center. And then you want to crush some of the herb seasoned stuffing and sprinkle it on the top. And, you know, work your way through that and then bake until done or lightly brown is what she wrote. Bake until done or lightly brown. And, you know, so Mom made this. And the first time she made it, I don't know, it may have been good, but I think like the second or third time, I remember she cooked it a little bit too long. You know, it says baked until done or lightly browned. It was pretty done, and so much so that the kind of congealed, and the rice, I don't know what happened with that. Maybe not enough fluid, but it was crunchy. And so, being in kind of a impertinent young man and kind of someone who would crack jokes, I said, "Mom, these taste like rocks." She had to agree with me, you know. So I don't think I hurt her feelings, but the name stuck. So every year since then, we don't call it broccoli vegetable casserole, but it is Mary Frances's rocks, Mary Frances Cloud, my mother, and her rocks. And so we make it every year, and it's a beautiful and important memory for us. And I wanted to share that with you. So, Thanksgiving is going to be great. Christmas is just around the corner. So be sure to join us for our Advent series, What Do You Fear? Insisting on hope this Advent. Now, it's going to start on November the 30th. That's the first Sunday of Advent. And as we approach Christmas, we'll explore what it means to move through fear and uncertainty. We've been doing that while insisting, like I'm not going anywhere except for insisting on hope, compassion, and courage. So come journey with us as we hear awe-inspiring stories from the scripture and discover how the good news of Christ's birth brings hope and light, especially in the hard times. So, hey, listen, thank you so much for joining me today. That's it for your Sunday forecast. It's going to be a day of giving thanks, of honoring hope, and embracing God's ongoing work among us. I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to worshiping with you on Sunday. God bless you. Take care.